Three, two, one, and we are live.
Episode nine. I'm John.
And I'm Armani.
And this is the Push Play Podcast.
Push Play.
Episode nine.
Yeah.
We made it. Here we are.
We're in it, man. We're in
episode
it.
Episode nine. What's our topic for today?
Today's topic.
Yes.
Drum roll. Skeena, today's topic. We are diving into the aspects of leadership.
Yes. Leadership. I mean, this is kind of like the summation of all of the episodes prior leading up to this one, you know, with good habits, communication, organization, breaking out of the comfort zone, time management. Leadership has all those has all those characteristics built in. And leadership is like the summation of all of those parts.
Right.
And we felt, you know, in structuring this first season, we really are being mindful on how to layer all of these topics to lead up to some of these bigger conversations that we want to have, leadership being one of them.
Yeah.
And so with leadership, Armani, I mean, how do you look at leadership? What is your thought and view on leadership?
Leadership, I think it's a thing that everybody wants to have. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to be.
Everybody wants to be
but
a leader.
I think the actual image of it, it's not as... I wouldn't say it's not as concrete, but we kind of have a misinterpretation of it.
Well,
you know,
a lot of what it has to do with leadership, everybody wants the role. They just don't want the responsibility associated to
it. Yeah. We like, you know, a lot of people like the image that goes along with leadership. Oh, man, if I'm a leader, you know, I get the following.
I get to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
I'm not the one working. It's almost like leadership is a cop out of work.
Yeah.
It's like, I've made it. I don't have to put in the hard work anymore.
Now you guys go.
Because everybody else is working for me.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are going to break their backs, you know, getting me to where I want to go.
Right. Shoot. In that sense, it ain't no leadership. That's a dictatorship.
It is, man. Even Fidel Castro over here just telling people what to do. Like,
I would launch the nukes. Boom. You're fired.
Oh, you don't want to listen? Pow. You're dead.
You just like executed the guy.
I know, that was like a smooth execution.
Look at the flick of the wrist.
It's pow. Like jazz playing in the background. He's smoking a cigarette.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no, leadership is one of those things where it's very, it is one of those things that is very revered.
Yeah.
You know, you have to respect what leadership really is and what it entails.
Right.
And being a leader isn't the whole, it's my rules, my way or the highway. You know, that's that old 1950s stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we don't lead with that iron fist, so to speak. And we're not just being a dictator. We are now looking at leadership in a whole new light.
Yeah.
You know, look at who we are leading today. We're leading a lot of people that are technologically sound. You know, this is the age of information. Everybody knows a lot of what's going on. So you can't really hide behind the guise of leadership and hoping people respect that you know what you're doing. You have to prove to people now that you know what you're doing to effectively lead them.
Right.
And some of the best great leaders up of today and yesterday too, were able to demonstrate that.
Yeah.
You know, they were able to do and say what it is that needed to be done.
Right.
And, you know, I look at, I was watching The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan thing about the Bulls.
Okay.
And Michael Jordan was one of those leaders that never would ask anybody to do something that he wouldn't do himself.
I like that.
And I think that is the mark of a great leader. Somebody that's willing to fight the fight along with you and push you and pull you to help you achieve your success.
Yeah. Because then if you feel as if like you could talk to those people, you know, like you feel as if, you know, you're equal, you're a part of a team.
Right.
You know, you don't have that authoritarian relationship with somebody where you're like, oh man, I'm kind of hesitant to say this thing because I'm fearful that there's going to be some type of backlash.
Right.
Or I'm going to get like, you know, roasted, you know, for trying to suggest an idea that I had. And to be a part of a team where a leader can actually step in and say, okay, guys, we're going to do A, B, and C. And not even just that, but also, you know, commit to a decision, but have the ability to adapt along the way. Well, it goes a long way.
Right.
You know, having that flexibility, being firm yet flexible.
Yeah. You have to have the conviction and the dexterity at the same time.
Yeah.
To be able to be agile enough, but decisive enough to make decisions.
Yeah.
And the mark of a great leader is having that confidence, being able to know how to navigate those waters leading up toward the success. And so we look at what a great leader needs to have. What is going to make you, you know, the listeners and myself as well, what is going to make us follow somebody?
Yeah.
You know, what are the characteristics we want to follow? And that's what we have to ask ourselves if we are ever put into a leadership role is how would I like to be led? What is going to get the best out of me? Because 10 out of 10 times, that's the same thought process of the people that you are about to lead.
Yeah.
And you've got to put yourself in their shoes. And so being a great leader, one of those characteristics is being empathetic.
Yeah.
Is being able to put yourself in other people's shoes to lead them properly. Lead them effectively and lead them in a way that they're going to appreciate.
Yeah. You got to listen to them in order to lead the following.
Correct.
And, you know, just a little bit of a throwback to our whole listening episode and stuff. Just being able to take the input, what people are saying, so then you can give the correct output.
Right. Yep. Yep. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
You know, with me in my position at work, I'm a leader.
Okay.
And one of it is a cultural thing. You know, leadership is a culture that you try to breed within your organization.
Yeah.
And it's not so much of the mindset of I'm your boss. And so I always tell my guys when they say, hey, what's up, boss? It's probably one of the worst names that I hate. I don't like being called somebody's boss.
You feel like there's kind of a negative connotation to it, right?
Exactly. And so all of my team members now, you know, they look at me as their coworker because that's what I am. And I always tell everybody, you guys don't work for me. I work for you. And my goal and what I aspire to do is to support you guys in a way that will end up pushing you guys to your potential,
right,
to give you success, to help you get to the success point that you're trying to reach. And that is how I attack leadership. It's not so much telling people what to do. It's just helping them get to where they want to do. And you'll be very, very amazed that a lot of people want to do good.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to be successful. A lot of people want to achieve their potential. But if somebody's there to support them, the chances of that happening become exponentially better.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always looked at leadership in that way where it's I'm reading this book called Leaders Eat Last.
Okay.
And it's about kind of takes you into like the Marines. And how they wouldn't, like the main guys in the Marines, they would never eat first. They would let all of their soldiers eat because they already knew that they're the ones on the front lines fighting. They need their strength. They need their food. That you need to let them know that they are of the utmost importance. Because without them, you're not going to win anything. And so that's how it is in life and with work and in careers and stuff is if you're leading somebody, the people that you're leading, those are the ones that are of the utmost importance.
Yeah.
And you need to value them and you can't put yourself before the team. You have to put the team in front of you before.
Yeah. There was a movie a little while back and everything. I think it was like a World War II movie. But there was this one general, he may or may not have been on the opposing side of, you know,
Okay.
but like the quality and everything, the characteristics and stuff is pretty admirable.
Right.
So what he did was he had his soldiers and of course they'd get rations and everything. And when he was over at the command center, of course, he would be brought like this dinner or whatever, like, you know, roasted chicken and like potatoes and stuff. But he would say, no, take this away. I don't want it. Bring me what the men are eating. And it was like, well, why? He says, I want to know how far my men can go. Mm-hmm. So he would eat the same food that they would eat. So wow. He could get that idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that, I mean, stuff like that, it doesn't sound big, but in the grand scheme of things, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's to be, and that goes back to what I was saying, is being able to empathize with the people that you're leading. It puts you into their framework. It puts you into their mindset. And now you understand the limitations and what you're asking of them to do. We have a lot of unrealistic expectations. And we tell people, oh, you know, hurry up and go faster. But how? How do I improve upon this? How are you setting me up to be better? How are you setting me up to be faster? What tools are you giving me to help me?
Yeah, I ain't no horse.
Yeah.
You can't just like, wow. Y'all sea biscuit. Faster.
Poor sea biscuit just having a heart attack. Just trying to win. Like, come on, man. They're going to make that horse into glue. Oh, sticky situation.
Run this race like it's the last race of your life.
Sea biscuit. It's time.
Oh no, poor sea biscuit.
But no, I mean, to be able to empathize in that way,
yeah.
it's huge. It sends a huge message.
Yeah.
And it also tells your team that you're in it with them.
Yeah.
Me as a person, I want to be led by somebody that's going to fight the fight with me. I want to know that they have my back. If they have my back and I'm confident in that, I'm going to have their back. And when it comes to trying to achieve something, I'm going to give my best foot forward to get it done. And it feels good when you have that team mentality. Mm-hmm. And a lot of leaders, you know, you have to think of it in terms of, how do I lead the team? What's in the best interest of the team? It's never about the leader. And I think that's the one misconception that we have to erase from our minds, is being a leader doesn't mean having the limelight on you. Being the leader means that you are in control of the limelight and you focus it on your people. You focus it on them because they are the true stars of that movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Because a leader is only a leader when they have the following.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you ain't got no following, it's like, man, it's just you in that room.
Yep, man, here we are. We're back in the room. And you're trying to lead yourself out of it, but you can't because you're arguing with yourself.
You can't.
You know, you tell yourself you're the captain now, but you ain't got no ship. You ain't got no following. Don't nobody want to follow you. You're on a plane by yourself with Harrison Ford, and you're about to crash into the side of a mountain
because that's what Harrison Ford does. No, not Harrison.
What's gonna happen? It's inevitable. That's what's going to happen. If you are a bad leader, you're going to end up on a plane with Harrison Ford. You're going to crash into a fiery mountain. It's going to happen. That's how things get done. And that's how things happen.
That's so scary. That's some Final Destination stuff. Yeah.
It is a Final Destination because you ain't going nowhere else after that.
After Harrison Ford, that man has survived 2 plane crashes in real life. Yeah, real life.
Yeah.
And then
he's been able to go into successful roles in movies, crashing planes.
Yeah, he's method acting.
We were just crashing planes for no reason. Crashing the Millennium Falcon. Crashing Air Force One. Crashing a plane in the Last Crusade. I mean, it's like, goddamn, Harrison.
Go home, Harrison. Like, go home.
How many planes must die for Harrison to fly?
Oh man.
Just stop it, Harrison. You can't afford this.
Oh man.
But putting yourself in that position as a leader, you know, you have to be able to put yourself with the team. You have right. to live and breathe it. I've always hated the types of leaders that would just tell you what to do, to just bark orders. I always felt as if I didn't have the support I needed, and it made me feel like I had to produce a lesser quality product because I was trying to cut corners. Because, you know, what's the one way you can save time? Cut corners.
Right.
And so sometimes you compromise quality over quantity, and bad leaders, that's all they're focused on. They don't get quality out of their team. You know, they get the quantity. Yeah, you might have good numbers, but the quality of it, you know, the morale of it, it's all down. It's all degraded, and it's just made to look and feel just almost like misery.
Yeah,
you know, and I never wanted to be that type of leader. Unfortunately, those leaders still exist.
Right.
And so what has, you know, with us in our careers and we're trying to gear up into either A, being a leader, or B, finding out what types of people we want to follow.
Right.
And you don't have to necessarily be the leader, but you want to know and have an awareness of what a real good leader should be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you find a good leader, they're going to help you in your career, and your career is going to progress exponentially. It's going to go, it's good stuff. Good stuff can happen.
Yeah. When you have a leader and everything that's open to suggestions and they're like, you know what, we're going to take this route because it's the best decision for the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's where success and everything can really bloom from.
Right. The mark of a great leader is, you know, somebody that's able to have a level of humility.
Right.
You have to be able to take constructive criticism also. And that's one of the things, you know, you have to be vulnerable in a sense, and getting opinions from the people that you're leading could inherently give you a negative criticism that, hey, you know, you need to work on this, that, and the other, which is great. Because if we're being honest with ourselves and we're looking in that mirror, here we are, I'm looking in that mirror again. I'm asking old reflection, man, what can I do to be a better leader?
Yeah.
You know, those are those tough, you know, questions that we have to ask ourselves. And if we're getting feedback from our people, and if our people are telling us what we can do to help lead them better, they're giving you the blueprint on how to get the most out of them. Why would you not take that into consideration?
They give you the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah. Why would you not take it? And so, yeah, you have to have a little level of humility because we're not perfect. Just because you're the leader doesn't mean that you're always right.
Right.
You know, in order to be a great leader, you have to admit when you are wrong. Take accountability, you know, take responsibility for those decisions or lack thereof, you know, and putting yourself into that level of vulnerability with your people, it really helps shape you and them to become more, I guess, together, you know.
Yeah, unified.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. Accountability is huge.
Yes.
Just taking that responsibility. Because like I said, people, they like the image of leadership, but they're not looking at the responsibilities that come with it.
Right.
You know, and, you know, to quote old Uncle Ben here, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Uncle Ben, like the rice?
No, it's from Spider-Man.
He got Uncle Ben with one of those minute rice packets. With great power comes great responsibility.
So reheat responsibly.
So make sure you use 1 minute and not 1 minute and 1 second.
Or why not? Because boom.
Because boom. That's like a. I thought you were just talking about Uncle Ben from the rice.
That's so funny. That's so funny you said that, because I know there's like a whole bunch of controversy around that. It's like, poor Uncle Ben.
Man, they're trying to take that man off of his box, man.
It's like, this is the only home that I've ever known.
You're getting stale, Uncle Ben. You're not selling product like you used to.
It's time for you to leave.
It's time for you to leave. It's time for Uncle Jerry to come on. Give Uncle Jerry his time to shine.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's Uncle Jerry. I'm just making up stuff. Because it's like Ben and Jerry's.
Yes. Yeah. You see, guys, it's all connected.
It's all connected. It's all connected.
Oh man.
But yeah, no, with great power does come great responsibility. And great leaders are able to understand and respect what that power is so they can manage it responsibly.
Right.
And it's not so much having the power, but it's what do you do with the power?
Right.
If you use that power for evil, man, your leadership is going to be short-lived.
Get ready to be dethroned.
Oh, you will be part of an uprising.
Yeah.
But if you use that power for good, if you use it for your people, you use it for your team, you are inherently going to make things better. You will become a great leader. And you have to put yourself in that position to respect that power.
Yeah, respect it. I mean, it's not something, you know, that you can equip and unequip it. You know, like it's a piece of armor in a video game. Like, what are you trying to do? Like make play life like a game?
Like,
you know,
like hold down B just to get that quick burst. You know?
Yeah, you can't play life like a video game when you got all these real life responsibilities.
Harrison Ford using a flight simulator. He's taking it in real life.
No, you shouldn't do that. You imagine poor pilot, just like the hostess.
Yeah.
Goes on. She's just like, oh my god. Oh, does anybody know how to fly a plane?
It's just Harrison Ford just raising. And at that point, I'm just putting the dang thing on autopilot. Taking my chances. Sorry, Harrison. We're going to have you sit this one out.
Oh, man. Guys, if you see Harrison Ford and he's on a plane with you or he's in your Uber, it's best to get out of there.
Run.
Run.
Run. Don't stick around. They'll ask him for an autograph. Run.
Just run. Just run. But, like, honestly, yeah, if you're a leader, though, you shouldn't run away from your responsibilities.
Ever.
Saying... I can't stand it when people are like, you know, it ain't my fault.
Did or I
they blame
that?
It onto somebody else when they took the mantle of responsibility. They took on that title.
Right.
You know?
But that's a lack of accountability.
It is.
Right? And pointing the finger and blaming everybody for failure, that's not the mark of a great leader.
It's not.
You're leading the team. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, you have to take your accountability and your responsibility with the good, the bad, and the and whatever.
Smalley.
And when you constantly blame people for failure, but you take all the credit for success, you are pretty much telling everybody that you're a crappy leader.
Yeah.
I'm not following you, bro.
Yeah, you two-faced.
Yeah, you Harvey Denton over here.
Harvey Denton.
You registry flipping coins.
Yeah, you shape-shifting when the going gets rough. Old
lizard king. Shape-shifting all lizardly. Get out of here, Harvey.
Two-faced.
Yeah. Two-faced.
Yeah, so don't be a Harvey Dent.
Yeah, don't be a shape-shifting lizard king.
You gotta really just own that responsibility and everything, and really when you take on, like, again, if you take on the title of leadership, just know what all the responsibilities that come with it.
Right.
It's not just a fancy, glamorous title that you could just slap on, you know, your Instagram page or your what is it? Like your Indeed account and everything, you know, LinkedIn.
Indeed. You know? Yeah. What the heck is Indeed?
I don't know. I thought it was like another.
Sounds right. Sounds about right.
No sponsorship. We're not affiliated with them, by the way.
But yeah, like LinkedIn, Indeed, like all those things. Just because you put leader on there doesn't really make you a leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Shoot. What leader are you? Man, better lead yourself home. Yeah. You ain't got no following.
Better lead yourself to a new career path. Because this ain't working out for you. I mean, that's what happened with LeVar Burton.
What about LeVar? Leave that man alone.
But honestly, like, in short, bad leaders blame.
Yeah.
Bad leaders take credit for the positives. Bad leaders have the limelight on themselves. Bad leaders don't listen. Bad leaders aren't empathetic. Bad leaders don't take the time to get to know the people that they're leading. Those are the marks of bad leaders. Don't be a bad leader. Great leaders listen. Great leaders communicate. Great leaders are team-centric. Great leaders take accountability and responsibility. Great leaders don't abuse their powers. Great leaders are the ones that don't push or pull the crew. They walk with the crew. They fight the fight with the crew. That's a great leader. Be a great leader.
Right.
And that's what this whole episode is about, is understanding what the differences are between great and bad leaders. There's a lot of bad leaders out there. Don't be that guy. There's not many great leaders out there. Be that guy. you know? And there, this world does need more great leadership. This leader can totally use it. This world would be a better place if we had better leaders. But we put the wrong people in leadership roles all the time for one reason or another. Be that person that bucks that trend and be a great leader and lead people to a new way of thinking, a new way of achieving goals. And you're going to spurn people wanting to be that leader, not for selfish reasons, but for selfless reasons. And I think right then and there is that's when we start really seeing the organization just grow and become better and become more of like an efficient, production type, event type deal. You know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
I'm just getting all crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like one of those balloons at a used car sale.
Oh, just
like
going crazy. Yeah.
My arms going all over the place. I'm flailing around. Because I'm very passionate about leadership.
Right, yeah. Like, with leadership, you are turning this solo, or this guitar solo into a
Guitar Hero?
Oh my God. Excuse me? Do you Guitar Hero? Excuse
me? Like back in 2010, bro. A long time ago.
I don't know. Oh man. You know, one of the biggest things that I truly feel as if that is crucial to leadership is I believe that leadership only thrives where there is a demand for it.
Right. Right.
And too many times where people kind of step up to the plate of being a leader, but it's like that plate is already filled. You know,
and it's like it's leadership is organic.
Yeah.
Right? You can't force leadership.
Right.
You know, leadership has to happen organically.
It's a democracy.
Staging a coup. Kim Jong-un just like, I'm leading this. I don't even know what he sounds like.
It's like Arnold. I'm leading. No, Kim Jong-un. I'm the captain.
It always comes back. Yeah, I'm the new leader of Korea. That's horrible. That is horrible. I'm going to stop people.
Hey, it's A for effort. It's A for effort.
The scarlet letter A, man. Get out of here. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. I'm just going to walk away now. Taking my ball home. Getting out of here. Taking my microphone.
But yeah, it's like when there is a demand for leadership, that's where, you know, That's your opportunity to really step in.
Mm-hmm.
And, if you're hanging out with friends, for example, if you're hanging out with friends and everything, like a Friday night, people are like, man, where do you guys want to go to eat?
Right.
And everybody just answers, oh, man, I don't know. Just like different variations of that. It's like, step in and perhaps just step in and go ahead and just throw out an answer.
Yeah,
you know, something that's just like, hey, let's go here. Let's go to some Chipotle.
Yeah, let's go to Chevy's. Got some dough balls over there. We about to murder them dough balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, all roads lead back to Chevy's. Oh man, but honestly, more often than not, the most painful part of making a decision isn't the decision itself, but the hesitation that comes from it.
Right.
And if you could go ahead and make, I think this is crucial. Go ahead, you make that decision, stick with it, and just have the confidence within yourself to say, you know what, however this goes, I'm going to make the most of it.
Right.
Because that's really going to make the decision making that much more easy. Because some people get kind of caught up in the whole perfection of it, right?
Well, being a great leader is understanding that you are going to have a level of failure.
Yeah.
And it's what you do in those times of failure that really define whether or not you are a great leader. And failure really isn't failure unless we can actually pull a lesson from it. And as a leader, being able to be adept and open to seeing failure as a lesson learned to improve that skill set, you're probably not going to make that same mistake twice.
Yeah.
And now you've become better. And when your people see that you're taking failure as a lesson learned, they're going to take failure as a lesson learned. They're going to emulate you. You are leadership. The people that you are leading are a reflection of you. Bad attitudes, that's a reflection of a bad leader. Great attitudes, that's a reflection of a great leader. and being able to take those negatives and spin them into positives, people are going to be more adept to wanting to learn by way of failure in a sense, and not being scared to. And that goes with that whole hesitancy. We tend to be hesitant in making decisions because we're scared of failure. Don't be scared of the failure. Be scared to not learn from that failure.
Yeah.
Just make the decision.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, see? You got to learn this way, see? I'm going to take you over here. Muggsy over there is going to take you and beat you upside the head, see?
No, Muggsy going to go ahead and beat you upside the
head. You got to pay your taxes, son. Tell Scotland I do give a damn.
Oh, my God. What, is that from a movie?
It's from The Mask.
Oh, my gosh. The Mask. Yeah. Oh, my God. Why did I want to say Forrest Whitaker? Oh, my God. That's way.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker ain't saying nothing profound like that. Man can't even look at you straight in the eyes. Oh, lazy eye. Oh, lazy eye Forrest Whitaker, man.
Leave him alone. Leave that eye alone. It's just leading its own path.
If he was my leader, I wouldn't follow him. Man, your eyes look too shifty for me. I can't trust you.
You looking sideways. I think you're going to go sideways crazy on me.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Dang.
Look, I got stung by a wasp on your eyelid.
I look at your face, but to me, it looks like a two-way lane street.
I can't tell if you want to go left or right. What's going on here?
Oh, man. Man, leadership. It's a mantle of responsibility. Being a leader sometimes means you'll have to kind of make that leap of faith mm-hmm. when picking a decision. You know, there's going to be a time where all the paths that you see kind of look the same. You know, planning can only get you so far when you're up against the unknown of things. So leading isn't about forging a clear path to success, but sometimes it's just about being confident and handling, you know, adapting and making the most out of whichever path that you choose. Mm-hmm. You know, others are going to look to you. So just breathe, think, and make your choice. You got to welcome both failure and success alike, because both will inevitably happen.
Right.
But just make sure that you keep moving when they do.
Yeah. No. Well said, man. Well said.
Yeah. Thank you.
Long story short, man, handle business. Handle business and be a good man about it.
Business?
You dig?
Who is business?
Business.
Oh, my God. Business. I can't stand you.
Gotta handle business.
What is this like? Why does that sound like Mike Tyson?
I don't know, but I want it to be Mike Tyson.
The Mike business.
Man, gotta handle business, man. Man, I'm out here in this rain fighting for minutes, you know, just handling business.
I'm just in these streets with so much love.
Man, everybody just treats me with so much love and respect. I appreciate it. You know, I'm just out here making business happen. You know, these fists, you know, deadly.
No, you did the laugh. Oh, no. I'm so scared. I feel like Mike Tyson is going to manifest out of the microphone.
That's cool.
No, that's not cool.
I met Mike Tyson before.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
No way.
Yeah, I got a picture. I got he autographed a boxing glove for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's awesome.
That man looks scary.
What are you making sound like encountering a shark? Yeah. I mean, he's a fighter.
Yeah, that man.
That man is a fighter.
Yeah, that man's a fighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you know, leadership is one of those topics we could probably talk about for hours on end because there are so many different depths to it. And it's not a topic that we're just going to ignore forever. You know, this is one of these topics that you guys will hear reoccurring in future episodes, future seasons, just a matter of, you know, what type of depth we're going to get into. But you know, with that, you know, I think that this is a great kind of toe in the water, look at leadership and what bad and good leadership looks like and what it sounds like, honestly.
Right.
We can't really be afraid to say that we are leaders, and we can't really be afraid to say we're not leaders. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to be real with yourself. At the end of the day, that's if somebody asks you to be a leader, ask yourself, you know, am I going to be a good leader? If you feel like you are, you feel like you have that desire to do good, do it.
Yeah.
But if you know, man, you just aren't there yet, or you just don't want that, be strong enough to say, pick somebody else. It ain't me. It's okay. It's okay. You know, and I think that we can look at a lot of the stuff that we've spoken about before on past episodes and use those characteristics into a dough ball of attributes.
Yeah.
That we end up playing with and molding to get us to where we need to be in terms of leadership.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is one of those topics I think we're going to, you know, refresh ourselves with later on.
Definitely. Yes. We'll definitely revisit this in future episodes and stuff. So I guess the one thing that we can kind of say to you guys, kind of leave off, is just really sit down and think to yourself, why do you want to be a leader? You know, and actually have that concrete reason so that you can follow through with good leadership qualities and stuff. Right. Because, I mean, come on, if you're going in there and you're just like, you want to be a leader because of the image that comes with it, man, shoot, you're not seeing the whole full picture.
Right.
And it's like again, it's not a bad thing to be a follower. You know, there's a lot of quality and everything. There's a lot of importance that comes with it. Because, like, again, followers make the leaders. When you're looking at it, honestly, like, followers are judge, jury, and executioner.
Judge Dredd.
You know, if you don't like the leader, shoot, just get him out of here. So there's a lot of power in everything. It is a relationship that is symbiotic. You know, so look at yourself and say, what do you want to do? You know, we kind of live our lives as if we're the protagonist of our own stories. You know, kind of framing our lives as if the world revolves around us, but we're the ones living within the world.
Right.
And leadership is so much more than just having a team at your back. It's a responsibility. And that's where I kind of believe where fantasy kind of ends and reality begins.
Being a leader isn't having the team at your back, is having the back of your team.
Yeah.
You gotta do that. So, you know, I love that question, Armani.
Yeah.
You know, and I want you guys to challenge yourselves. So you guys are in leadership positions. Challenge yourself to be great leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only
gonna ask yourself.
Yeah.
What will take you to be a great leader? Exactly. Why do you want to be a good leader?
Exactly.
You know, is it to help people?
Deep reflection, being able to be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Is it to better your team?
Yep.
Or are you looking at the team to better you? Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that.
Exactly.
You know, it's about what you can bring to the team, mm-hmm. you know, not so much what the team can bring to you.
Right. Be a support system.
Yeah.
Yep. And you guys can go ahead and answer these questions or even, you know, add to this discussion by emailing us at pushplaypodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Instagram at the Push Play Podcast and just join into the discussion.
Definitely. We would love to hear your guys' responses. I would
love to hear from you guys.
Again, this is a topic John and I are very passionate about. Yes. And interested in. It's fascinated us.
It is. And, it's very, you know, fascinating.
So, yeah, just join into the discussion. You know, just we'll start the conversation there and yes, see where sir. It leads.
So we really appreciate you guys. Appreciate the listeners out there. Don't forget to go onto iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcasts. Subscribe, listen to the shows, give us feedback on the shows. If there's things that you want us to do differently or topics that you want us to just, you know, discuss and explore a little bit more in depth, feel free to hit us up. Like I said, pushplaypodcast@gmail.com. We're always on there. You know, we check our emails all the time. And if you want, go ahead and reach out to us on Instagram also.
Yeah.
And you can find us at the Push Play Podcast.
Yeah. Come on through.
Yeah. Come on through. You know, yeah. The door's open. Yeah. Come and knock on my door. We're waiting for you. Three's Company too. Do, 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 do.
We're brothers, we're Whoa. Happy, and we're done.
We're color. Give me a high five. All right, beautiful guys, cut in print.
Oh, man. The Wayne's brothers. Oh, man.
All right, you guys, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We're done. That's enough whack.
We just boarded this plane, and Harrison Ford is the pilot. We're done.
We are landing this plane and we are peacing out.
All right, you guys. Well, remember, never forget to push your dreams, push your ambitions. Never forget to push play. I'm John.
And I'm Romani.
Peace.
Signing out.